welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Ulrich Althoff. He has over 15 years of experience in hardware security, hardware software co-design, and applied statistics. At Tortuga Logic, Ulrich works with customers to improve the security of their hardware designs. And his recent research includes algorithmic techniques, engineering methods, and business processes to improve and quantify hardware security assurance. Prior to joining Tortuga, he was the senior scientist at Leidos Electronic Warfare Division. Welcome, Ulrich.
Hi. Thank you, Daniel.
First, how we normally get started is please share with us how you came to semiconductors and more specifically, how you came to hardware security.
Sure. So how I came to semiconductors is through a pretty circuitous route. I started in audio engineering and then went through cognitive science and machine learning to computational mathematics. And then I started realizing that a lot of the problems in hardware security are pure math, or at least boiled down to them to logic in the end. So semiconductors, as of course all of our audience knows, are logical devices, and logic is fun. So that's really my pathway to semiconductors.
Great. So let's talk about the tools. Traditional tools and software today are not sufficient to identify and avoid speculative and execution threats. What is speculative execution within a device, and what forms can it take?
Yeah, so speculative execution and just speculation in general, that manifests when data is moved or operated on within the system to prepare for events that may not actually occur. So for example, like moving data into cache or initiating a data storage prior to some explicit request from software.
Got it. So what risks of speculative execution can be addressed by traditional security tools?
So really, this is the known threat vectors. The threat vectors out there today are published in the literature, such as Meltdown, Spectre, things coming out on a pretty regular basis. New vulnerabilities are showing up, and researchers are finding them. And really, the traditional security tools can detect the attacks relying on these known threat vectors. So this puts responsibility on those tools to detect and update their own internal databases to detect various widgets that and little pieces of code that indicate either that an attack might be possible through that code or older applications that have some of those pieces of code in opportune places that could be exploited.
Okay, so let's drill down a little bit more on this. Specifically, what are some of the threats of speculative execution that are not revealed by traditional security verification approaches?
So this is really scale. So speculation at scale. So every time there's a new component comes out, there's more functionality, there's different functionality, and the possible attack vectors are there's the known set of attack vectors, but then there's the unknown set of attack vectors. And this is a particular problem because it's hardware, and some of these cannot be patched. And so while we have these we know what features we want in the next generation of the device, we may not know what the consequences are of integrating those features from a security perspective.
Okay, but why do these tools and techniques in common use today fail to catch these bugs?
So they really fail because, like before, they're focused on the known attacks, and integrating these new pieces of functionality and new possibilities for speculation That requires the discovery of the attack prior to the update of these traditional tools that would detect them. So you can't know, and you can't prepare for the unknown in this case.
Okay. So are there mitigations out there for these issues?
Yeah, so the common mitigations, first off, just to go back to my earlier point, these are principally unpatchable issues with the hardware. The mitigations are kicked up to, and I'm talking about that, they're unpatchable once the device is in the field. Of course, the device can be modified to mitigate the issue before it's left the design house. But the mitigations are focused on the operating system, microcode patches, compiler modifications, really trying to determine whether these widgets exist or to clear out speculated state that is sitting around in the device, and sort of in a catch-all sort of approach. So this could either be, or basically you would have something like, let's say we have a scenario, right? So the scenario is, I do some data read, and now I've got something going on in the hardware that maybe I don't know about, right? My software is doing a read of some data, and something's going on in the hardware. So really, if we can't change the hardware, what we have to do is change the software. And so we have to look at that application and change the way that application works in order to prevent these kinds of vulnerabilities. The consequences of that are loss of performance. That's really the principal one.
Ah, got it. So what new verification approaches will vendors need to adopt to identify and mitigate these threats?
So really the issues are, like, let's just go and say, first off, the problem is really coverage, right? So new verification approaches really need to enhance their coverage and their scalability. Now, one of the reasons that I work at Tortuga Logic is because we do information flow tracking, and as our as you've probably seen on our blog, we do have the ability to detect these issues. Now, the thing that's not immediately clear is that we can actually tell you when about potential vulnerabilities that haven't been exploited yet or haven't even been discovered yet. So this relies on knowing where the information is in the design at particular points in time. So if you can know in advance where the information sits, then you can prevent that information from actually getting there, and you know whether your mitigations are really truly effective or not. So on the flip side, if you have to use an approach that requires detection of specific code widgets or specific values, like assertion-based testing, those won't catch threats beyond those values that are specified in general. And if the technique such as formal analysis doesn't capture possible software interactions or requires constraining the analysis in ways that may be unrealistic, then that's not sufficient. So really, information flow tracking is the best way that I know of to detect these issues.
Oh, that's great information. We're about ready to finish up. Is there anything else you can tell me about Tortuga Logic?
Yes, absolutely. So Tortuga Logic is a security company that we've been working on security systems and tools and processes to help chip vendors worldwide make their products more secure. So really, this comes in a couple facets. We sell tools that rely on this information flow tracking technology that I talked about before, but we also provide insight and advice to companies about setting up and organizing their security program in such a way that it scales and integrates seamlessly with the rest of the development process.
You know, I know security is a big issue now. It's one of the trending topics on SemiWiki. It has been for several years. So I really appreciate your time here. That ends the podcast for today. Thank you all for participating in the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series, and see you again next week. That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.